Hey, kittens and puppies.
Kittens and puppies. We got a real kitten right here on my shoulder. It's true.
He's a pirate cat. Welcome to kittensinabed.tumblr.com. My name is Ben.
My name is Naomi.
And this right here is... Say something.
Meow.
We're not sure. Dharma.
Dharma. We think her name is Dharma. If you've got a better name, send us a Gmail at kittensinabed@gmail.com.
At gmail.com.
I think they're smart enough to know that it's at...
You never know.
Oh, yeah, you got some rearies. So, what's going on?
Not much.
I feel like we haven't done a show in a while.
Maybe
it's just because it's a weekend.
Well, yeah, we were supposed to do one on Friday and we didn't.
Right, but we posted Friday.
We posted Friday, but we didn't do a show on Friday. What did we do on Friday?
We saw Get Smart.
All right, Get Smart.
What'd you think of it?
Eh.
Really?
Eh. That's what I thought of it.
Oh, because you don't like to see Anne Hathaway's boobs.
No.
Listen. What was about it? I mean, it was your typical, let's just throw this stuff out there to amuse people. It doesn't need to like logically connect, because there were a couple of things that I saw happen that I was like, after like the movie was over and we got home, I was like, but wait a minute, if that happened, then this other thing should have happened way before that.
Right.
You know? But I was so wrapped up in just laughing and having a good time that, you know, I really didn't pay attention.
That's my problem with it.
Really?
Some of the scenes weren't that funny, and I don't know, it wasn't...
It wasn't like laugh your ass off beginning to end funny.
Not at all.
I like Steve Carell, and...
Yeah, he's funny.
I actually, and you're gonna probably, like, divorce me, but I thought The Rock was fairly decent in this. You know, he plays an idiot, and he is an idiot, so it was like, playing himself.
I don't like that guy.
Alright, The Rock or Vin Diesel? Who are you gonna go for? If someone had to...
It's like, that's the...
Apples picking, and oranges?
No, it's like choosing between two evils.
Yeah.
I vote Nader. That's what I vote. I don't know.
I thought it was cute. It was a good, don't think about it, summer movie.
For what it was eh. That's what I thought.
I liked it. Yeah. And actually, and this is probably just because I'm a girl, but there's one part that made me sad. It was at the beginning, like right when he found out about his test score and how he succeeded in his goal, but they weren't going to promote him.
Mm-hmm.
And this was as like he was flirting with Anne Hathaway, and then she like tells him, you know, you're a loser, and she runs away. And then like some delivery guy drops this huge box on his foot, and he's just like, am I invisible? I'm also sad. It's made me see. I was like, you're not invisible, Steve Carell. I can see you. No. I can see you.
You do know, this was a TV show,
yeah,
right?
I used to watch it all the time.
Yeah.
Like, Nick at Night.
I don't think a lot of people know that.
Yeah, probably not. Well, the audience going to see it probably doesn't know.
Right.
Unless you're like our age
and older.
And I was
waiting for like the references.
Yeah.
You know, and there weren't any. Except for that suit.
Right. And the doors. And the, like the walkthrough or whatever. But that was about it.
It was more of an homage.
And they did use 99.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. Overall,
It was cute. It was good. It was a family. Well, was it a family movie?
See, that's my problem with it. There were, you know, I said this on the snacks yesterday. There were scenes in there that I was like, it's kind of inappropriate.
It was PG-13.
And they were purposely like, over-sexing Anne Hathaway. To a point, it was like, it's cool to see boobs. What, you really don't see boobs? We kind of do.
But it's, But, like, you're right. Like, that one scene where she's just in a robe and she turns around, like, did she have to flash everyone? Like, was that really necessary? I get it.
It was weird.
I mean, I get her having to wear the disguise. But even when she came in the second scene we see her after the whole headquarters is, like, blown to shit. Sorry, these are, like, major spoilers or whatever.
Oh, I totally ruined it for the snacks fan. I told who the bad guy was.
She comes in and she's in, like, this black mini skirt dress. And she's, like, I'm like, where the hell did you just come from? Like,
right. I don't know. There's some weird shit going on. I don't know what.
It was a movie made to not make you think. They just wanted you to sit there and watch it. Just go along and enjoy yourself. Okay. And I did.
Yeah.
I did. I did like how they were ripping on the president.
Yes.
That was pretty funny.
Who was that guy who played
it? It was... Who was it? He was the guy in Elf. The dad and
Elf. Yeah. James Caan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He was pretty funny.
Yeah, he was good. Got the nuclear.
Yeah.
That was good. Funny stuff.
No kidding.
No kidding. That is danger zone.
I hate this chair. This is a three-legged chair. We have a three-legged
chair. All right. We'll throw it out. We'll get rid of it. What else is going on? What have we done?
We're
going
to fall in there. Yesterday, what did we do?
What did we do yesterday? Oh, we went to Erica's Saturday at work.
Joe's wife.
Yeah,
the last Saturday
has been freed from the bonds of Hallmark Company, and we went to celebrate her last Saturday.
Where'd we go?
TGI Fridays. Yay. And
TGI Fridays.
That was fun. I got a little toasty.
Yeah.
I got really toasty.
What did you
have? I didn't realize how low my tolerance has gotten for alcohol.
Well, you haven't had a lot.
No, I really, like, I, when I, like, a couple years ago, I...
You're a beast.
I could, like, down them.
Yeah.
And normally I'd wake up with horrendous hangovers, but...
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't feel it until, like, you know, the sixth shot of tequila, you know?
Wow.
Yesterday I had two cocktails made at Fridays.
Yeah,
and
like early drink.
Yeah, and like, you know, there wasn't a ton of alcohol in it, and suddenly I was like, woo! It's like, the more, every sip I took, I could feel my smile, like, getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
And so that was fun. They went bowling. We did not go bowling.
No.
What did we do? Oh, we watched Be Kind Rewind.
A great movie. I loved it.
I loved the beginning. And then I kind of, like, it, like, pittered out.
Yeah.
It, like, stalled for me for a little bit, and then we finished it today, and I really liked the ending.
Yeah.
So, all in all, give it a thumbs up, thumbs down. Like, a halfway.
I give it 2 thumbs up. I loved it.
Yeah. Well, you like Michelle Gondry.
Yeah. I think he's hilarious. This is a great movie. And very creative, as always, because he's always...
If you could pick any director to direct your movie... Other than, like, you and Joe. Like, if you and Joe couldn't direct your own movie, who would you pick to direct it?
Wow. Michelle Gondry's up there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I go with Wes Anderson.
Yeah, that one.
I fucking love his movie. I just love his stuff.
That would be really cool, too.
Quentin Tarantino?
Yeah, there's so many. Or Spike Lee.
Yeah?
Be fucking awesome.
I don't think I've ever seen any Spike Lee movies.
What?
I'm afraid of him. Cause
why?
Doesn't he, like, get mad when white people say nigger?
Yeah, but so do a lot of black people.
Yeah, I know, but, like, no, I'm not... No, like, he says that only, like, black people should be allowed to use that word. And, like, he doesn't like it when, like, white directors...
Or, well, yeah, him and Quentin Tarantino had, like, a falling out or something. Or
like, I don't get it. Because of Pulp Fiction. It's just a word. It's an offensive word, but if one person can say it, then everyone should be able to say it.
No, I totally agree. I totally agree. But
anyway, he scares me. Didn't he do that movie, Bamboozled?
Yes.
I wanted to see that.
He did. I think, yeah, I'm pretty sure. Mos Def was in that, too.
Really? He was in Be Kind Rewind.
That's what I said.
Yeah, I know. That's when you said Mos Def was in Bamboozled, and then I turned around and said he was in Be Kind Rewind. He was good.
Yeah, he's also in Hitchhiker's Guide.
Yes, you're right. I didn't even realize... I do see, like, I don't associate him with being an actor.
Well, he is.
But he's good. He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's really funny.
Yeah, and I liked him in Hitchhiker's Guide.
Yeah.
It was a good movie.
What's his name in Hitchhiker's Guide?
I don't remember. I don't remember. He was an alien, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was good. That was a good movie.
He wasn't Arthur, but he played the alien.
Thanks, Arthur.
But he plays the alien that picks up Arthur. Yeah. Who hitchhikes? I loved Hitchhiker's Guide. I love the books. Have you ever read the books?
I haven't read the books yet, no.
They're really good. The way they did the guide in the movie is incredible. I love the guide. Just like the animation sequences, the same people that did that junior-senior video, the 8-bit junior-senior video, did the guide.
I don't think I've seen that.
I'll have to show you on YouTube.
Speaking of YouTube, guess what I discovered for the first time?
Oh, Jesus.
Leroy Jenkins!
Wow, look at that spike.
I know it's an incredibly old video clip, but you showed it to me. I've never seen it before. Laughed my ass off, and now I have, like, continually watched it over and over. Just that part, though, because it's so funny.
Yeah, it is pretty funny.
Like, I know it's planned, I know it was all scripted or whatever, but just, I don't know, the way he did it, funny shit.
Yeah. Well, that looks like it's the end. It looks like it's the end, of the show.
This is the end.
Bum, bum. yeah, so Gmail us at kittensinabed@gmail.com.
Check us out. Tumblr, kittensinabed.tumblr.com.
Yes.
And, yeah.
That's it. I love you.
And iTunes. And vote for Obama.
iTunes. We're on iTunes. Check us out.
Vote for Obama.
I love you.
I love you, too. Obama.